Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us across the country and internationally. For those of you listening on the AM and FM dial, three different satellite systems, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and of course on Global Shortwave via WWCR. We have got a very large stack of vital news and information in front of us today. Let me go ahead and just give you a rundown of some of what is coming up. I didn't mean for it to be our top story, but it might as well be kind of an omen or sign that it should be. I just walked in about 30 minutes ago here to the local station that we broadcast out of, to the network, News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin, Texas. And a nice fellow around here who does the news on Sundays, Mark, said, "Hey, are you behind that Bill Maher stuff?" Couple nights ago on HBO, I guess it's on Friday night, and I said, "You mean the people, the 9/11 truthers, taking the show over for about 5 minutes?" And I said, "Well, I've got to honestly say yes." And it's not that I even want to take credit for it. I mean, it was kind of in the light of, "Oh, you bad boy." I was going ahead and owning up to it. But in a roundabout way, you could say that I had certainly spurred the movement, at least a large part of what we're seeing across the country. Bill Maher, Friday night, on his show on HBO, had four or five different people, and they did it smart. They broke up in the live audience crowd. And so as the security guards drug each one out, then another one would stand up and start saying, 9/11 is an inside job. Why are you covering up what really happened at 9/11? We can't play the audio here because Bill Maher is cussing too much. I mean, we could bleep it out, and we might play a 30 seconds or a minute or so. But you can go to PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us. That's the website of mine that broke it as far as it is on the news wire. You can go to truthnews.us, Kurt Nimmo, the story on it Saturday morning after it happened Friday night. And the reason it's important is that it isn't that 9/11 truth, the fact that it is an inside job carried out by the military-industrial complex, came out on that one show. It's that it's happening on Larry King Live, on phone calls. It's happening all over national radio. More than 30 times, Rudolph Giuliani, who the firefighters and police have said are using the attacks of 9/11 to push his whole agenda and to make himself out to be a hero that he isn't, has been confronted more than 30 times that I know of on video. And by who? WeAreChange.org. Luke Radowski was, 16 years old, got beat up by the police in New York, went and found my police state videos online, woke up, became a 9/11 truth activist. He's been out there for the last 5-6 years. He's now 21 doing this, and he started We Are Change. And I said, "This is going to be big because you guys are aggressive. You get in people's faces. You're taking it to them." And he said, "Oh, no, it's not going to be big. We just hope to have a few dozen people in New York." And I said, "No, Luke, I can tell. I've seen some of the stuff you've done. It's going to spread." And it has. There's 30-something chapters of We Are Change from the Netherlands to England to Russia to the United States. Most of the chapters are here in the U.S. And they're confronting people every day. They're actively going out confronting Alan Greenspan about destroying the dollar by design and the private bank's ownership of this country and their attempt to destroy the free market so they can consolidate it once and for all. They confronted Bill Clinton repeatedly. They've confronted, I mean, everybody. It's insane what's happening. It is so fantastic. It is so exciting. And we've got some of the We Are Change Los Angeles group propping in coming up in the second hour today. So we'll be We'll be talking about a little bit of that and maybe playing a little bit of Bill Maher, throwing a fit and freaking out. After the security guards were dragging one of the women out, he ran up and acted tough and shoved on them. I mean, it's just there's nothing goofier than a chicken-necked little wimp waving his limp wrist in the wind like a scarecrow running around acting tough. I mean, it would look bad if a big guy was picking on a woman when she was already leaving. But to have a little, you know, Adam's apple chicken neck, fake liberal, you know, claiming he's against Bush. Look, the Democrats are on the same ball team. They're moving the ball down the field. It's the New World Order op. And the jig's up. Congress now has an 11% approval rating. Cheney's is a 10. It's dropped now another point in the last few weeks. That's 20 points worse than it's ever been. I mean, Richard Nixon's vice president didn't have approval ratings like that. He had about 20% higher. The jig's up. We know both parties are criminal. We know they're run by the foreign banking cartels. That is the public that can still have an IQ above room temperature. That is the public who knows where the U.S. is on a map. That is the public who isn't the mindset of Miss Teen South Carolina at the national teen pageant, who couldn't even talk and didn't know where the U.S. was on a map either. So there's those of us that are informed and know history and know what's happening. And then there's those of you that want to live in la-la land, fake liberals, fake conservatives, establishment bootlickers. And when the music stops and you know, there's not enough chairs for you all to sit down, you're going to all look at each other and see that you're all wearing brown shirts and act like you were never part of all this, part of the Nazi destruction of the United States, part of the New World Order's terror ops, part of this entire program that we've entered into. What's some of the other news I have here in front of me? I have really exciting news. And I was aware of this on Friday on my weekday show, but I was just so upset about some of the other news that I'm going to get to here in a moment that I never even got into it. Ron Paul has gotten number 3 in a major national poll of conservatives, and it's one of the polls that Republicans look at most closely in the RNC and in GOPAC, one of their big political action committees. And Ron Paul has gone from 25-1, 15-1, 9-1, now down to 5-1 in Las Vegas betting. And Las Vegas has said only Ron Paul, and they're giving this 3-1 in favor of Paul, only Ron Paul can beat Hillary Clinton. That's why the Republican machine is behind Hillary. That's why Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch every week have four-hour dinners with Hillary going back 5 years. That's why they're pushing her. That's why she's gotten more contributions than all the Democrats combined and all the Republicans combined, if you break the two groups down. Because this is not a real election. They're running dead horses or drugged horses against her. And here comes a real horse in the race from nowhere. And it's in pole position, neck and neck with Hillary, just a nightmare creature, pro-war, anti-gun, pro-open border, everything Bush is. Bush is pro-war, anti-gun, pro-open border. I know, the national host told you he was pro-gun. You've been lied to, my friend. You just go look into it and you'll find out the truth. Even NRA board member, former congressman on this show, Bob Barr, has talked about how it's been a more anti-gun climate by stealth under Bush than under Clinton. Because they're all on the same team, CIA officers together. So we'll go over the fact that Congressman Ron Paul has come in third in one of the most important, and this is Reuters. Ron Paul comes third in poll of religious right, beats Giuliani, McCain, Thompson. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney narrowly won a Republican presidential straw poll of Christian conservatives on Saturday, while Rudy Giuliani persuaded few to look past his support of abortion rights. The poll at a summit of self-styled values voters was largely symbolic but highlighted the current failure of ardent anti-abortion socialist conservatives to rally behind a single Republican candidate in the 2008 House race. Romney took 27.6% of the 6,000 votes cast, just ahead of Mike Huckabee. And then, of course, Ron Paul in a close third. Now, this was Saturday. I mentioned Friday, major publications, CNN, Fox, all of them had to admit he is a first-tier candidate. He is raising the third most money, and Ron Paul has got a shot. Now, if you want to beat Hillary, you got to come in for Ron Paul right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. TruthNews.us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and we're live on this 21st day of October 2007. Toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally, we're listening to us in Central Texas, 836-0590. Okay. Let me walk through the news, and then coming up the next segment, we'll take some of your calls. You would hear a headline like this, most of you out there. You didn't know what to look at behind it. And think, oh, it's no big deal. Power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for the first time. Now, what does that mean? We'll break it down in just a moment. You're like, power plant, carbon dioxide, I don't want to hear about it. California cities asked to switch off lights. How does it tie in with this story out of Reuters? And another one, rising seas threaten 21 mega cities. You know, it's very frustrating to me because I've actually read the late 1960s and mid-1970s Club of Rome prospectus and the IMF and World Bank documents, and they openly state that they're going to claim there's a climate disaster. They tried in the 70s to say it was an ice age. They needed all these global taxes to stop the ice age, and then that didn't work. So they said, okay, we're going to claim that it's man-made global warming, not normal changes and gyrations, and we're going to get a global tax, and it's going to be over every facet of your life, how big your house is, what building materials you use, what type of power plants you can have, a wellhead tax, a tax on every chain of development and delivery. And they said it's to keep the third world down at subsistence level, and it's to deindustrialize the West and consolidate. See, the big banks, the big money, they're way above Bill Gates' level. They had billions 100 years ago, back when a billion was a billion. Okay? Bill Gates isn't in the same league as the Rothschilds and Rockefellers and others. And they've had congressional hearings, by the way, in the 70s on this. They're big tax-free foundations. Their money's, by the way, tax-free. See, they don't even pay taxes because they run the game. And they told the public the trust busting of 1906 was to stop them. They actually wrote it, just like they actually wrote the Federal Reserve Act that had the papers they owned, claimed the banks were against the Federal Reserve Act. The public got fooled by it and then was for it, and then they got it. I mean, they're slick, folks. It's kind of like if you're herding some elephants off a cliff, as primitives used to do to, you know, cut them up for meat or other game animals, is that you'll have somebody fent to, you'll push them one way and make them charge another, and then somebody else come from the other side, and that drives them right where you want. And that's what they do. They use tried and true. They've spent hundreds of billions of dollars just in the last 100 years studying psychology, how to program, how to pitch, how to control. To the point of it's even hard for us to communicate with each other now, and hard for people to even grasp basic semantical symbols and deal with this. But nevertheless, it is official. It is not my opinion that we are in a North American Union. We've been in one for more than 2 years. It is not my opinion. It is an admitted fact that man-made global warming is not real, and that even if you believe that the climate is in crisis, the, quote, solutions they have for it will do absolutely nothing for it. Now, what does it mean when you have a Washington Post article, power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for the first time? Well, they had a Penn & Teller skit where they went out on HBO and went to an environmental meeting fair at a city and said we need to ban water, but they used the scientific term for the two molecules. And it sounds absolutely horrible. Just like if you tell somebody, should we ban, and then use the scientific name for salt, they will say absolutely ban it. Well, they have now declared globally, and it's now being implemented in the U.S., and Bush has said he's adopting Kyoto too, that carbon dioxide is a toxic, deadly waste. Now, ladies and gentlemen, plants breathe carbon dioxide. When this country and this planet, tens of thousands of years ago in the last warming period, had higher levels of carbon dioxide, there was a much higher level of plant life, and then it's the bottom of the food chain, then generating right up into the higher animals, namely us at the very tip top of all that. This is all basic science, but they know, again, the average American can't find the U.S. on a map, and they've done national studies. That's a fact. And they know who the vice president is. I'm not talking down to you. I'm telling you, you better start learning a little bit about liberty and freedom as much as you know about football or acting cool or all those issues, because this is serious business. Now, they have denied a permit to a coal-powered power plant in this country, And they're not citing lead. They're not citing mercury from the burning of coal. They are citing carbon dioxide. This is setting the precedent. Globally, they're attempting to have every country implement this. Now, by the way, what do you think you exhale? That's what they call it, a carbon footprint. Carbon dioxide. They admit it is a tax. The UN says there will finally be a literal tax on breathing. See, it sets up the false dichotomy that humans are bad, parasitic, and that we are killing the earth, and that our breathing is evil and bad. Carbon dioxide has been 10 times higher off and on in the last 200,000 years from the ice core samples and seabed samples. They are 100% conclusive. It has been 10 times as high, and they found the trees and all forms of animal life were healthier and lived longer under high carbon dioxide environments. And why? Because oxygen, conversely, is at the same general level and rises and drops with carbon dioxide because the two gases are exchanged between the animal and plant kingdoms. It is literally the engine giving the planet its atmosphere, which is constantly leaking out into space. A few miles above your heads is the cold deep of space. Breathing puts carbon dioxide out, and it's what makes the grass grow. Conversely, the plants then excrete oxygen. Oxygen isn't a toxic waste either. If you don't have it, you will die. And I'm not talking down to my general audience. I know you don't want to hear this. You already know all this. But there are tens of thousands of people every 5 minutes tuning in on our stations across the country who they don't know this. They don't understand this. I mean, when you've got the NFL and the baseball leagues and Disney and Fox and CNN all together in the Fortune 500, yes, man-made global warming's real. It's going to kill us. We've got to have global taxes. When we get back, I'm going to briefly explain why they want this, the true paradigm. You want the inside scoop, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get it here. You're not going to get this anywhere else, unfortunately. You'll get pieces of it. We've done our homework. We know the globalist game plan. By the way, this is only the start. We're going to tell you what this means. Classifying carbon dioxide as toxic waste. Stay with us.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our are bug detectors. SpyBuild.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBuild.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBuild.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBuild.com today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I call for global taxes on two deadly pollutants. So deadly, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even want to discuss what they'll do to your children. One is hydrogen oxide. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so evil. It is literally unspeakably evil. And the other one is sodium chloride. Even more devilish. We've got to ban them. We've got to tax them. We've got to arrest anyone caught dumping them. Of course, the hydrogen oxide is water. 74% of the Earth's surface is covered with it. 70-plus percent of your body is made of it. It is the water of life. And, of course, then sodium chloride is the devil salt that you put on your eggs in the morning and that without you would die. The devil salt. And that doesn't matter, though. If they said put a tax on it, it was deadly and killing the earth, the general public would fall down hailing it as long as they had some beautiful Hollywood starlet pushing it. And that's why you're becoming slaves. You're going to be big-time slaves. Power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for the first time. Now, I happened to do hours of research on this just when I saw this Friday, but I'd already done a lot of research before and interviewed top energy experts and, again, Nobel Prize winners in economics and Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, and others about the scam and what was being worked here on the specific subject of power plants. You see, we got the oil company documents in 2000, AP did, Associated Press. Let me get to the meat of this, okay? Let me give you some background here. I don't want to just say something. I want to give you the facts around it, just a small portion of them. Believe me, you're only getting 1/1000th of it. It's much worse. This is what makes me so mad, how they're scamming you and scamming me. But it's almost worse. I have to know about it and then watch you get fooled by it. There were hundreds and hundreds of refineries right here in Texas. In fact, I got family out in East Texas. Down the road was a refinery. People had jobs at it. The oil companies in the mid-1990s, and the documents came out in 2000 in a suit, we got them, Exxon, Mobil, all of them, they met around big commission table, just like in The Godfather, and said, there's too much oil, we've discovered too much oil all over the planet, we got to keep the price up, artificial scarcity, as a cartel, again, a group coming together to create a monopoly, an oligopoly. It's all in there, black and white. They're on prisonplanet.com. You want to go read the actual documents. We don't just have links to the AP article. We have links to the actual documents. Saved on our site for posterity as well. And they said that we'll go in and buy up all of these refineries. We'll pay 2-3 times what they're worth if they won't sell. And if they won't, we'll use local environmental rules and lobbies to shut them down. And you go look at Greenpeace, you go look at all these other big environmental groups. Most of them are subdirectorates of the World Wildlife Fund, with little panda bears set up by the SS officer, Prince Bernhard, who just died. His daughter, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, the cousin of Queen Elizabeth, runs, well, she owns a controlling share, not just in Dutch Royal Shell, but also British Petroleum. It's mainly Dutch. By the way, her assets are secret. It's a Dutch government secret. You better find out who these people are, because they're sworn to take you and your family down. Okay? I don't mean just slavery. That isn't enough for them. It's stated. Okay? The Waffen-SS started it, and you're going to understand it now. All right? If you don't know what that is, find out. It means the armed SS. Now, that's only one small group in all of this. They're monopoly men. And they came in, and they bought off 200-plus of the refineries. Quite a few others they shut down by greasing the skids locally with the environmental mafia. That's all it is the mafia. The mob in old Italy would come and say, you got to pay me 10% to have a business. Well, here we wouldn't put up with that. So they say, it's for the earth. We decide who can have a business and who can't. Oh, you want to have a shrimp farm outside Austin? You're not allowed to. No, they got to be grown on the equator with all the toxic waste fed to them and brought back here. Fellow was telling me about the other day, so I did some research, and sure enough, it was true, but side issue. And it's always for the earth. Oh, it's for the earth. So, it's the same thing with these power plants. Coal is all over the place. Four states. There's only two places in the world, an area in Mongolia, China, and the four states where they come together up around Utah and Colorado and Wyoming. And they have more clean burning. I mean, it's totally clean. No mercury. Not even trace amounts, no lead, it is clean coal. Well, most coal is filthy dirty. And when you burn it, even with good scrubbers and good filters, a lot of mercury and lead comes down and we breathe it. And we got a lot of coal power plants. We're supplying 5 or 6 states around us right here in Texas. We're the biggest energy producer in the country. And we're breathing it. My family's breathing lead and mercury. I don't like it. Do you hear a word out of the phony environmental groups about that? Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, it was the federal government and Bill Clinton at the behest of the oil companies and the gas companies, because most of that property was held in state and private hands in Utah and other areas, most of it in Utah, to not let them mine the near-the-surface, clean-burning coal. So they come right down here to Texas and other in Georgia and other areas and dig up the surface, dirty coal, filled with mercury and every other poison you can imagine, and they just affluent it right out into the atmosphere. Now, and that's all for the oil companies, because they don't want coal competing with them in those power plants. And if there was free market, your energy would be a lot cheaper, but they're using the environmental goons that they bankrolled to, and I'm not just saying this, I've done the research, to run around and spew all this propaganda. The only liberal that's ever admitted this is Greg Palast of the BBC, and he found all the Dutch Royal Shell documents, too, where they created all the fake peak oil crowd that claims there's no oil left and all this. And, boy, he almost got ostracized by the left wing for that, so he kind of shut up. And then you got the phony idiot right wing who thinks they're right wing and they're not, running around believing that it's a bunch of hippies stopping drilling in Alaska. I have the congressional hearings, the documents. I've interviewed Atlantic Richfield executives. I've interviewed the chaplains that were in the meetings. All of it. It's even been in mainstream news, but here and there. That they have enough oil to run this country for 500 years in Alaska, in one field alone, for more than 100. But they won't let them put in the pipelines because the oil companies don't want it, because it would drive oil down, even with a depreciated dollar, to 50 cents a gallon. for your gasoline after it was refined. It comes out of the ground a lot harder than it does out of Saudi Arabia. It's all about monopolies. So, now I will tell you what it means when you read, power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for first time. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday became the first government agency in the United States to cite carbon dioxide emissions as the reason for rejecting an air permit for a proposed coal-fired electricity-generated plant, saying that the greenhouse gas threatens public health and the environment. Now, there you go. First, the government, at the behest of big corporations using environmentalists as fronts, comes in and shuts off clean-burning coal, so we really do have an environmental problem, lead mercury in the air, which none of us want to breathe. I'm a real environmentalist, a real conservationist. But the movement was founded by the Rockefellers over 100 years ago. By the way, that's in the encyclopedia, to grab property and land. They found when they'd send Pinkerton out to machine gun a bunch of people with their mines, that they're famous for that, that it would make them look real bad. So they would claim it was for the earth when they'd kick squatters off land. Oh, yeah, the Rockefellers would send in guys with machine guns, just mow down whole crowds of people. These robber barons are real friendly people. And they're smart, by the way. They come with a lot of scams for you and your family, and you seem to buy into it. So, power plant rejected. So now they're saying that what we exhale, what plants breathe, is a toxic waste. And so, by the way, this is Sunflower Electric Power, a smaller company. They have power plants that are small compared to the big giants. Of course, it's them being shut down. So now we're in this socialist country where the big corporations control the government, and they tell the government, don't give permits to them, don't give them to them, only us. See how that works? And they're declaring what we exhale is toxic waste, and the UN says they're going to tax us individually and have a tax on more than one child, which is how the one-child policy started in China, which the UN funded and set up to begin with. You want to be a feudal slave? This is it. We're going to come back. I promise we're going to go to your phone calls, Dave and others that are holding. Stay with me. TruthNews.us.
Black mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at mercurywater.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, Kim.
Ken, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
They're already announcing in England by fiat that they're going to make the population pay huge fines and fees and get home inspections before they can add anything on to any home under the new human footprint initiatives, the evil gases we put off. And, oh, we can't feed cows certain feeds. Their flatulence is causing greenhouse gas. There's always been huge bovine herds from Africa to the Americas in larger numbers than they are now. It's just all made up. It's all made up. And then you've got real environmental problems like genetic engineering, open-air testing, chimeras, cross-species, all the things that are happening. Oh, there's no debate of that. No problem with that. They only use it to shut down any competition. It is selectively enforced. Here's another example. This happens all over the country. You heard about New London Kilo, and we're going to go to your calls. What was it, 2 years ago now up in Connecticut, where these people didn't want to sell their $300,000-plus houses. My point is, people always say, I'll take the poor people's houses, but these are middle-class folks. $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, two-, three-story Victorian houses right there on the lake. And the city just said, we're just going to take it. The Supreme Court said, yeah. By the way, they're not even giving just compensation. I forgot that part. People were given, in one case, $60,000, $61,000 for a $500,000-and-something house. Down in South Texas, in Freeport, they are taking Western Seafood, and it's a company that makes a profit of $15 million a year. Last time I saw it in the Dallas Morning News, I interviewed the head of it, Mr. Gore. And just because a big company wants it to build a place for yachts, they're just taking where they've had a seafood company since the 40s. I mean, it's literal like the old lords in England 1,000 years ago or something, or 500 years ago. It's totally pre-Magna Carta. It's medieval. Remember Austinites? There was going to be a 15,000-acre park outside Austin. I read their official plans. Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, SOS, local group in Austin. They were going to build million-dollar houses and golf courses and stuff on it. And hotel spas, and they have. First, they told the ranchers and farmers they couldn't sell it, couldn't build on it, couldn't use it. That depressed the price for 5 years. Then they forced a sale through the city for pennies on the dollar. Then the city pimps that did it now move up to be state senators. They get to control how it's divvied up, and they do it right out in front of everybody. right out, and I remember going and seeing the crying old guys in their cowboy hats, the old ladies, please don't take it. And they would just laugh and go, but it's for the earth. They'd have all these hippies in their sandals and long hair, and I don't care how you dress. The point is, it's your little costume all in there. Save our springs. It's for the earth. And I was like, no, it's not. No, it says right here they're going to build on it. It's a scam of the biggest landowners in the country. Shut up, you right-wing devil. And I'm like, no, it's the documents. It's the documents. And I had some of the people from those different groups point blank get me into parking lots and at restaurants, you know, and at events where I debated them and on radio shows, just in the hall go, you can't stop us. The public's too dumb. And I'll never forget one of them sitting there saying that to me, and I was just like, I could say his name on air, but I'm just going to leave Sleeping Dogs lying because he could deny it. You know, let's just say he's got dark hair and a dark mustache. And he's there. I was debating him on Shannon Burke's radio show, another station years ago. And I go out there to get some coffee during the break, and he's out there, and he just snickers. No one will believe you. No one cares. They don't know. And I was like, but you're taking the land. And he goes, of course we are. I mean, it's just like, they're laughing at you. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, do you love being gamed and scammed and always took? Is it fun to be idiots? All right, I'm going to shut up. I said I'd take calls. I got so much news coming up in the next hour. Let's just go to Dave right now, calling from New York. Dave, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? New York's calling to say you guys are great. But
I'm having trouble understanding you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I mumble sometimes. But I was just, you know, I watched the Bill Maher show to basically monitor, you know, like basically what's going out around with these people.
You know, I sounded mean when I started the show. Bill Maher attacked 9/11 Truth the last four or five shows off and on, calling us mental patients, idiots, liars. And so We Are Change LA went in there and confronted him Friday and took over for 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It reminded me of, like, you know, you shine a light on evil, but, like, shine a light on Bill Maher, and he absolutely ran around like a cockroach. You know, he was, like, he was completely out of control, and he showed exactly what they are. He showed exactly what they are. The, you know, the fourth left, you know, he's totally contributed, and Matthews is there, and I'm so, the guys that we have changed do so much, and, you know, but I was originally calling, sorry for going up there, was, I don't know if you said it, John Mayer, you know, it's on one of those stupid TMZ.com videos, you know, when they're coming outside of the bar, and I think, like, with the Bill Maher thing, it's critical mass. And, like, when John Mayer does that, that's exactly the type of thing that, you know, is happening with Ron Paul. It's affecting other outlets of our daily lives. And
that's right. I heard about him, like, on TV screaming Ron Paul or something. It's the Constitution? Or
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm 26 years old, so I still go out on, like, to the bars and, you know, mingle with the socialites and everything. But, you know, that's the type of thing I encounter. You know, they're like, people are like holding John Mayer back, like he's saying something so terrible, you know? Like he's like.
I know, I didn't see it, but everybody told me about him saying, I like Ron Paul and the Constitution, and people like grab him like he said Satan is king or something.
Exactly. And I never would have seen something like that. It's just a friend of mine who.
That's because they're scared to death, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, you saw the video. First off, tell folks who Mayer is and may not know and tell them what you saw.
Oh, John Mayer is a great musician. He's he wrote that song called what is it called? It's called
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Putting on the world to change. It's a great political song because there's so few.
Yes.
And so he's a musician. He's also done, you know, people might know like some other songs, but and he's talking to the kid from Accepted. You know, the movie Accepted, and he's been in some other movies.
Yes.
Those stupid chewing gum movies. And, you know, the guys just, you know, they're obviously having some sort of debate about the presidential candidacy and everything. And, you know, you can tell maybe the other kid, and you don't really know who he's going to vote for. Probably, you know, establishment Hillary or something is going to save us, you know, looking at Ron Paul like he's a Republican from Texas, just not being able to discern that there's a difference. And there's all these people holding him back because they're probably out drinking and everything. And all John Mayer is saying is Ron Paul knows the Constitution. I read the Constitution. You should. And, you know, there's no other candidate that represents the Constitution. We're all supposed to be for that.
Absolutely. And by the way, for those that just joined us, Ron Paul, the media keeps saying he raised $5 million. He raised $5 million in a week and a half. Okay? And he raised $5 million in the quarter before that. And he raised $3 million in the quarter before that. And now he's trying to raise, what is it, $18 million in this next quarter. And he's on track to do it. He's raising more money than Mitt Romney right now. Oh, is all that money? I mean, Rupert Murdoch has had newspapers in New York, Australia, England, all over the world write big articles saying it's a myth. There's two guys eating Hot Pockets and excavating their noses with their pinkies, playing video games that have made Ron Paul this popular and made Ron Paul this huge success. And they just keep trying to say that and say that. But finally this week, CNN, Fox, people send me the clips so I get it all aggratized down to me. It was every TV network. I mean, it was everything. Said Ron Paul is now first tier. Ron Paul is in the pole position to win the Republican nomination. In Las Vegas, who's never wrong, and there's huge bets placed on who's going to win nominations and who's going to get second place and the president's going to be, for those that didn't know that, Las Vegas has to be right. And they've never been wrong on the president or who gets nominations. And they're saying only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. Only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. And that's the big Vegas booking houses that do the lines on the NFL. It's the biggest ones out there. There's a whole bunch of them, and they're all saying that, you know, their numbers vary slightly. Some say he's 5-1 now. Some say he's 3-1. Some say he's 2-1. But they all say he will be the only one who can beat Hillary. And they go through all this analysis, and it's my analysis too, because if you know the truth, you're going to say the same thing. That's what I've been saying for years. I said Hillary would be the nominee. I said she would raise more money than anybody. I mean, I knew that when Rupert Murdoch was hanging out with her every week 5 years ago, and only she can defeat him. Only Ron Paul can beat her. And that's the point I'm trying to make here. That all these Republicans that aren't putting out even conservative values, of course Republicans aren't going to rally to them. And the establishment scenario was to let 10 guys get up there, dilute the field, never let any of them get any traction to ensure Hillary won. Oh, that was a tactic. In the past, they'd only let 2-3 guys get up there during those Republican debates. Now they let 10-11 of them up. The establishment, the big money, the people who have the presidents as their little puppets, their little minions, thought that would happen. But Ron Paul, in that field of crud, you know, that field of open border promoting, gun control loving, abortion loving scum, fake conservatives, all dolled up like the little frisses they are. You know, when they're not out running around on the, I'm not going to say it. We're out of time for this hour. We're going to come back, take more calls from Tim and others. And
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Yes.